Okay, we mentioned the definition of solifluction last week. We said that solifluction is a gradual mass-wasting slope process, occurring in periglacial areas underlined by permanently frozen ground, like the Earth's tundra and ice-capped climates. But we haven't mentioned how solifluction is formed. So let's talk about how solifluction is formed. Let's imagine an area where the soil is always frozen first, then thaws out later. And this happens at regular interval. You can probably guess the soil becomes unstable because of recurrent freezing and thawing. This common freezing and thawing of the ground is very common wherever the lower layers of soil is frozen year-round. But the top layer, which we'll refer to as the active layer, thaws out during the summer. Here's what happens. The lower layer of soil continuously freezes and creates more ice, and therefore the soil level rises. However, the soil level is not flat, thus creating the slope, which during the summer, the active layer thaws out and the water flows down the slope. Log sediment may slide down the slope at the rate of a few millimeters per day.